Time now to go Beyond the Bases with the Huntley Little League on 101.5 FM. Huntley Community Radio.
Hey, Little League fans all across Kane and McHenry County. Welcome to another edition of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. I'm Eric Thomas, and so proud to be partnering this year with the Huntley Little League to introduce you to some of the rising stars, as well as meet some of the dedicated coaches, volunteers, and families that make all of this possible for our kids. Joining me in the dugout today on this episode of Beyond the Bases is Coach Jeff, Vice President of Softball. Jeff, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
So how excited are you for this upcoming season?
Very. So I think what a lot of people don't understand is how much time goes into planning a season like this. So we start this back in November. As soon as that first snowflake flies and we get off the diamond for fall ball, we start planning spring. So from planning uniforms to fields to teams to coaches to training, everything involved, it takes from then until now to get things ready for a spring season. So to see that all come to fruition at this time is exciting.
So how many teams do you typically have in a season? How are they divided, age, skill level, all of that? How does that work?
Yeah, so this year we have 16 teams, anywhere from 6 years old all the way up to 14 years old. We have our minor Bs, which are 6 to 8s, our minor A, which is 8 to 10s, our majors, which is 10 to 12, and then our juniors division, which is 12 to 14. So we got about 180 girls participating in softball this year. It's up about 20% from last year, which is really exciting.
What would you contribute that increase year to year over? How does that grow like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of contributing factors to that. One, I think the girls that did play last year had a lot of fun. We introduced a new all-star game last year that generated a ton of buzz. And then just the overall landscape of women's sports. I mean, anybody that watched TV on Monday night saw Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese go at it for, 12 million viewers, which the World Series can even pull. So the landscape of women's sports is changing, and softball is definitely seeing that effect.
With more girls playing this year from last, what are goals for this new season?
Yeah, we want to continue to grow, and we want to retain the girls that we do have. Little League has some boundary rules that are coming up to change, and we want to be the premier destination for softball in the Northwest suburbs. People are going to have a choice soon, and we want to make sure that Huntley is that right choice.
Hey, Coach Jeff, tell me what's the best part of being on a Huntley Little League team?
The camaraderie. The girls have a great time. Any field you go to, from the 6-year-olds all the way up to the 14-year-olds, the main purpose is to have fun, and the friendships you make, and they stay. And the team that I'm a part of and my daughter's been a part of has been together, gosh, I want to say this is their fourth season now. And the friendships extend way beyond the diamond and last for a long time. So the fun, the skills, the life lessons you learn, it's okay to fail. It's okay to, to lose. But what do you learn from that in the process? So it makes a lot of fun to do as a group.
So as a coach, how do you personally, day in, day out, create that culture you mentioned and make it so supportive and valuable?
It's encouragement. It's making sure the girls learn. Again, it's okay to fail, pointing out their mistakes, but in a positive reinforcement, making sure they understand, here's what you did wrong, here's how to fix it. And it's okay to make that mistake again, but as long as you're continually learning, and of course, having fun while you're out there, then you're doing the right thing, and that's how the culture stays a part of Huntley Little League.
So this, I'm sure, goes along with that last question. So what is your personal coaching philosophy?
I have three things. I've been coaching since my son was 3, so 7 years, and I've coached almost 35 teams over the last 7 years, whether it's basketball or football or whatever. There's three things I tell every team. Number one, work hard. When you go out there and I only get you an hour or two a week, I expect you to work as hard as you can, right? You can play all the other hours you have. Number two, play smart. Know what you're going to do. Pay attention. Be ready for when that ball's coming to you. But number three, and I really believe this is the most important part of any youth sports organization, have fun. I tell the girls, work hard, play smart, but most importantly, have fun. If you're not having fun out there, we haven't done our job as coaches. We haven't done our job as a board. We haven't done our job as an organization. This is Little League. This is supposed to be fun. Yeah, it's supposed to be competitive, but it's supposed to be competitive and fun at the same time. So we stress, have fun.
Now, with all that personal effort you put into coaching each year, can you share a story where you see the impact of what the league stands for and what the culture creates for these players?
Yeah, so I mentioned my daughter's team that's been together for, this will be our fourth season now. There's a player on the team named Meadow. Meadow started with us, and she was very shy, and she has a ton of talent inside her. She just didn't know how to access it, and she was very timid, and she would do what she was asked to do, but there was not a whole lot of initiative. There was kind of going through the motions. Through my coaching staff, and I can't take any credit for this because my coaches are amazing. And they know so much more about the game than I do, but they were able to develop her personality, find some wins for her to build off of. And recently she made our travel organization a as one of our great catchers. She's got a hell of an arm. She found some speed, like a whole other gear she didn't know she had. And you can just see her confidence build every time she gets out there, from where she was 3-4 seasons ago to where she is now. It just really speaks to how much fun that Little League can be and what it does, again, beyond the diamond, of building confidence and making these girls into the women they need to be.
Well, what a great example of what the coaching staff is providing our kids and our community. Any big tournament plans this year?
So each level has their own kind of tournament schedule. Minor B is completely played in-house. So Huntley is part of a larger district, District 13, where we play teams, South Elgin, Northwest, Pingree Grove, Randall Oaks, all those guys and girls. For Minor B, because our program's so large, we get the option to stay in-house and only play Huntley teams. So we convert that into a tournament at the end of the season, strictly a Minor B tournament. It's a double elimination. The girls get a ring. The winners get a ring. It's really exciting, a lot of fun. So we started that a couple years ago, which, you know, you mentioned earlier about how do we generate the brand. That tournament did a lot for that. Minor A has an all-star tournament that we'll participate in. So our travel team, the Havoc, will send a couple teams there along with another all-star team. Majors, if you're familiar, if you ever watch ESPN in the fall, in August, they've got the World Series for the boys in Williamsport, and it's a blast, and everybody's a good time. Again, referring to the changing landscape of women's sports, the Girls Little League World Series, Softball Little League World Series, is also now going to be fully broadcast on ESPN for the first time. All the regionals, everything, all the way up to the championships in North Carolina. It's really exciting, and our majors, our 10 to 12-year-olds, they're the ones that have the chance to compete to get all the way to North Carolina. So we're excited to see that happen. And then juniors also has an all-star tournament. All this happens in the middle of June and then leads up to the August World Series.
What is the one thing that you were really looking forward to this season?
I'm looking forward to getting out there, man. I mean, it's been a long winter. Yeah, we've done a lot of indoor work with our travel organization, but you have the late night board meetings and the constant text messages and group texts and idea formulation and what's going to work, what's not going to work. How are we going to put the best product on the field? And then I'm excited to see it come out there. I'm excited for the sunshine to finally come out. I'm excited for the girls to get on the field. I'm excited to hear the sound of the bat. There's nothing better than the sound of a bat on a ball in the spring. So I'm excited to see all the hard work that the entire board has done, from scheduling to uniforms to fundraising to this. We're on the radio talking Huntley Little League. That's awesome. It's nothing we've done before. So everything that you see has had a formula built for it, and I'm really excited to see that come out.
So, Jeff, anything new on the horizon for this sport?
It's been an exciting offseason. We introduced a new partnership with the LZ Bison down in West Dundee, and they had a great indoor training facility we've been able to use pretty much since January. Which helped create our two new travel organizations. You've heard about the 47s baseball. On the softball side, we had Havoc introduced. So we've got a 9U, a 10U, and 11U teams. Differently than baseball, these girls play on their regular Little League teams, and it's a part-time hybrid travel program. So they'll play in tournaments. We're going to Indy in the middle of April for a tournament, and then we've got Oak Lawn, Naperville, Algonquin, tournaments all over, but they'll play their regular teams. With the idea being, let's use the talent we have and keep it in Huntley. We've got so much talent here. Let's use it to not only keep it with Huntley Little League, but use that talent to train the other girls and make them better and just make Huntley Little League a better competitive league overall.
Hey, Coach, if someone is moved to want to help you guys, what's the best way to support Huntley Little League?
So team volunteers right now, we don't necessarily need. We've got our coaches and our helpers and our team moms and everything pretty much all set up. The best thing you can do is come on out and support the girls. They love hearing the cheer of the crowd and the support from fans. So if you're ever driving by one of your neighborhood parks on a Friday night or any weeknight and you see a game going on, stop and watch for a few minutes. It'll be high entertainment value and be glad you stopped.
We are so thankful that you are equipping and pouring into the girls in our community by using sports to help teach and grow them. Coach Jeff, thank you and the entire league for everything that you are doing. If you want to learn more about Huntley Little League, want to volunteer, or even provide financial support through your local business, just go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. Thanks so much for listening today to this episode of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio, and HuntleyRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. If you would like to support, volunteer, or learn more about what you just heard, go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Just search Huntley Little League. We hope to see you out at the old ball field soon.